breakfast milk.
How many people can sit, would you say?
Well, when I let it out, it can be made into a banquet table. Uh-huh. But we keep it round most of the time, and you can seat eight at it, just in a round table. And it, our eating area overlooks the Chattahoochee River. We can see the river going past with our breakfast and other meals.
Which makes it much more special.
And few people come to my home that don't wind up in the kitchen.
It'd be a pity if they didn't wind up there. Okay, now we can discuss this if you want to. Have you ever had an outside kitchen?
Never.
Never? And how about a summer kitchen?
Oh, I used to have a summer kitchen on a porch, but we converted it into enlarging our
kitchen. How would you describe a summer kitchen?
A summer kitchen is usually, it's just glassed in with the screen porch too.
Mm-hmm. How about, I think you gave me a pretty good description, but is there anything you'd like to add about the pantry?
Oh yes. I have a fairly large pantry that I store some utensils that hang from the wall, and then I use it for surplus storage space for food.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any name for worthless furniture or implements or tentative antiques, something that you're just using for, you know, for a short time, you don't plan to use permanently? Do you have any particular name for something which you consider worthless?
Well, you know, now antiques are quite in demand, and I would say that I don't have anything that is worthless that I'm storing, except things that we just feel that we might possibly need in future time. And we usually store that in our barn, which we're not using for the stock and storing of feed like we used to.
What would you call these things? I mean, that you don't have, but that probably a lot of people have in their homes, and that that would maybe not be very polite to say that, I guess, but what would you call these things for, if you try to sell like a chair or something, that it would be worthless, and that someone may come up to you, or you go up to another person and say, well, I wouldn't buy that because that's just a piece of
junk.
Right.
And well, tell them that, that I would say that we, I suspect, have some that a lot of people would call junk.
Aha. Uh-huh. I guess put things on a relevant scale or something like this. Do you have any notions of a room where junk is stored or anything like this? Such as a junk room? Have you ever, are you familiar with this?
Yes. When I was a child, we had a large family, and we called that place Johnny's room. Mm-hmm. And all the family knew that it was the room that you put surplus things and things that you did not use every day.
Uh-huh. Why was it called Johnny's room?
Because it was a junk
room. Uh-huh. Okay, now,